Fuck you, boy, go crash.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
One of one, seven of truth, Tory Lowe show. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe show. Hey, we got a lot going on in the studio, hey. You know, I don't know what's going on. That last caller, I don't know. God bless you. You know what I mean? Hey, you know, we try to hear everybody out, DJ Brother Z. But there's another situation that's going on, Truth Nation. And we plagued the story about the young man from Wisconsin with the plot after he killed his family, the plot to kill Donald Trump. And they're saying that there's another guy. I looked up and I seen that it was another guy from Pennsylvania that was trying to come up with a plan to do something to Donald Trump. Let's get that video up, DJ Brother Z, if y'all watching as we broadcast live. We got video of this. Let's listen.
Take a look at what happened. No.
They tried to get him.
Nearly 9 months after President Trump was shot in Butler, Pennsylvania, a man from that same city is now behind bars for allegedly threatening the commander-in-chief online. The Justice Department saying 32-year-old Sean Monper, who went by the name Mr. Satan on YouTube, posted several threats. The DOJ saying on February 17th, he threatened the president, Elon Musk, and heads of multiple government agencies saying, quote, we just need to start killing people. On March 4th, posting, quote, I'm going to assassinate him myself. And on April 1st, threatening ICE agents, saying that if he saw one, he, quote, will consider it a domestic terrorist and an active shooter and open fire on them. The DOJ says he was stocking up on guns and ammo and got a firearms permit right after President Trump's inauguration. For more on this, we're joined by News Nation Law and Justice contributor and former FBI special agent Jennifer Koffendoffer. Jennifer, thanks for joining us on this.
Thanks for having me, Natasha.
So this suspect, first of all, coming from the same city as that would-be assassin 9 months ago, is that purely coincidence?
You know, I found that very interesting as well. It makes you wonder if there is a very large sentiment in that community that is looking to hurt President Trump. I mean, certainly we have two instances now.
Yeah, the Justice Department says Monper posted he was purchasing one gun a month since the election, along with body armor, along with ammo. Now, obviously, he was being monitored because of his online comments. This is how we got here. But do monthly purchases like that get flagged?
No, not specifically, but because he was monitored, they were looking very closely at him. Was he really serious in these threats? 18 USC 871 offers a 5-year sentence for each time you threaten a president. It's very specific. So they're going to be looking for furtive action. And
oh,
he took some.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the online comments here, because there are so many negative and even violent comments posted on various social media platforms every single day. How does the FBI stay on top of these individuals and separate, you know, the chatter out there from very serious threats with intentionality behind them?
Right. You know, specifically, they are looking for individuals who are actually also taking action. There's a threshold in any sort of crime that the FBI investigates. In this crime, believe me, the threshold is very low at this point because there's been two attempts on the president's life in the past.
Do they have everything they need with how flagrant he was posting his intentions online?
Yes, you know, that criminal complaint outlines the allegations, just allegations at this point, but it outlines them specifically and it brings it right to his address because of the computer he used to transmit this.
Oh, wow.
They have what they need to indict and convict, I believe.
Yeah. Thanks for watching. Go to
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. These people, what they go on, they losing their minds right now. The person that called in, they losing their minds right now. Hey, before we went to break. Hey, that's why I say keep your head on a swivel. Look both ways before you cross the streets. It's real. Look, all I'm saying is whether you believe, you know, whatever side you believe or with these people, it's a lot of real sick people out here, you know, that, you know, may have some mental health issues. I don't know. But like I said, we just going to have some more conversations. We're going to keep going with the conversation. I don't know. Well, before we went to break, it was something going on. DJ Brother Z trying to get it ready. We got some audio or something that happened behind the scenes on the show today. We got some audio. I don't know. Like I said, I'm here for it, though. I'm here for it. I got it. You know what? Let me tell you something. I'm the right one. You got the right one, like Ray Charles. I'm here for it. I was made for this. I'm here for it, whatever it is. Trust me. But at the same time, we want to make sure that, you know, we keep proceeding with a lot of caution because there's a lot of sick folks out here, a lot of sick folks. And I got to deal with them. When I leave the station, I got to deal. That's why I'm telling you there's a lot of sick folks out here because sometimes I got to track them down. I'm the right one. I'm not going to run away from it. I'm going to run straight to it. But we got a situation in Jackson, Mississippi that I wanted to talk about. Three local leaders are charged. They're being charged. This happened, this article that somebody brought to my attention happened back in March. Three local leaders charged in connection with a Jackson bribery scheme, and this is including the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. The mayor of Jackson, Mississippi has been, I guess, charged, indicted on bribery right now. So this is a huge thing I want to make sure that we stay on top of because it's the brother. It's a brother. We got some video if you're watching live. We got some video if you're watching live. But what I'm saying is they're starting to crack down on the leadership. They're starting to crack down on fraud, bribery, campaign ideas, but you ain't see. Doge done uncovered all of this stuff. Doge. And they ain't no handcuffs on nobody. That's what I'm saying. How they finding out billions and billions of dollars missing, fraudulent. Who cashing these checks? I asked the same question with what's going on right here in the city of Milwaukee. We hear stories of money missing. Who cashed the check? Didn't it go through a bank account? That's all I'm saying. If it's money missing and it was in the bank and somebody came along and went through the bank and got the money out, who got the money out? Shouldn't that person be locked up? But it seemed like it's something going down right here in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi with the mayor. We got that video ready, DJ Brother Z. Did we get that video up? All right, give me like a couple more seconds to get this video up. But I've seen the mayor from Jackson, Mississippi get online and said he was innocent. That, you know, and this is what they do. This is the same thing that happened with the mayor in New York. They get out there and try to tell their side and say, wait till all the evidence is out before you make a decision. We got some video up. Let's listen.
New information tonight in a Jackson bribery scandal. The federal judge has determined when that case will go before a jury.
Yeah, we're also peering into the government's case against Jackson's mayor, the Hinds County DA, and a city councilman, and just how long they've been watching these elected officials.
Investigative reporter CJ LeMaster has those details tonight. CJ.
Well, Courtney Ann Howard, it's a scandal we've been following more than anybody else for nearly a year, ever since those FBI raids targeting Hinds County District Attorney Jody Owens and former Councilwoman Angelique Lee. Now it will be even longer before Owens, Jackson Mayor Shokwe Antar Lumumba, and City Councilman Aaron Banks have their day before jury. And that's due in large part to just how long the feds have been working this case. July 13th of next year. That's when the federal government will try its bribery case against Jackson's mayor, the Hinds County DA, and a city councilman. U.S. District Judge Daniel P. Jordan made the decision after hearing from defense attorney Carlos Tanner, who represents Ward 6 Councilman Aaron Banks. Tanner wanted the trial as late as October 2026.
You know, we had asked for a longer time frame, but he picked the time in the middle in an effort to make sure that everything's tried in a time that respects both our client's right to speedy trial as well as the public's right.
Tanner says he needed more time because of the mountain of discovery, evidence in the case that the government has already produced. Friday in federal court, he illustrated just how much they still have to go through. 44,000 pages of documents, 500 hours of audio surveillance recordings, and cell phone data from the three defendants in this case.
Oh, wow.
All of it from an elaborate sting operation from the FBI and agents pretending to be developers. Investigators say the agents came to Hinds County DA Jody Owens and wanted the contract for a convention center hotel. Owens started a company to get the contract, according to documents we uncovered. Agents then claimed Owens helped bribe Banks and Jackson Mayor Shokwe Antar Lumumba. Tanner says the scope of evidence is far greater than last year's indictment alleges, saying in court that the FBI surveillance spanned 2 to 3 years. Still, he'll be going through all of it.
You never know what you're going to find.
Oh, wow.
What we think is relevant might be totally different than what the government thinks is relevant.
Hey, they said that this is something, and a lot of it happens through development. People want to do construction. People want to do a lot of that. Then they'll try to negotiate. If you can pull some strings and get this development, then they'll try to get their people to bring their people in and get the money, you know, filter the money through their people. I'm trying to tell you, this is how it's mostly it happens. I had people tell me right here a lot of this is going on right here. Black Conscious, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
My brother. Don't they know you got a nation riding with you?
Hey, yeah. I don't think so.
You know, well, I'm here to tell you, and this ain't nothing coming from you. This is a threat that's coming from the people that lifts you and supports you. You come on with that funny stuff if you think it's sweet like that. But you got a nation riding with you, my brother. We do more than just pick up trash for you. We got your back.
I agree.
So, you know, go on with that monkey stuff. Go on, get you think it's sweet and focus that attention on somewhere else where it needs to be applied, because this ain't where it's at.
Hey. So
I just call for that reason. I don't care about these mayors and their situations. I don't care about none of that, because all this information we know, my whole question is, what we going to do about it?
I want to see the handcuffs.
I want it in bold handcuffs, too. Make them platinum. But we have a history of getting this information, and then, you know, here
right.
come the next a basketball game or a baseball game to take your attention away, and all charges are dropped. No harm, no foul.
Down the road.
So, you know, I don't care about none of that, because it's been going on and it will continue until we really do something about it. Live righteous, Milwaukee. But Tory Lowe got a nation ride behind and soldiers just ready to go. What? Stand by and stand ready? Yeah, that applies to Tory Lowe and his nation. Peace.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. Like I said, like, you know, that's no sweat. We don't do that. You know, we here for results. And I'll tell you this, if you think you're going to stop the results, hey, I would say something, but we're going to head to break. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, you already know. that we love our family over at Cousin Subs. It's party time at Cousin Subs. For a limited time only, Cousins is bringing back their famous 2-foot party subs. Whether it's for the big game, family gathering, or work celebration, Cousins 2-foot party sub is sure to be a crowd pleaser. Choose from club, ham, and profilone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99. Feeds 5 to 8 and requires 24-hour notice to order. Order in-store, online, or on their app for a limited time. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Hey, look, once again, Truth Nation. Hey, I don't know. Somebody behind the scenes, we trying to get the DJ Brother Z working on it right now. He's trying to get the audio ready. I guess I don't know if they was trying to threaten me or if they had high blood pressure, DJ Brother Z. But we trying to get the audio up so y'all can hear it. Because I'm telling y'all, there's a lot go on behind the scenes. A lot go on behind the scenes, you know, when we, you know, that don't make it to the air. But I think DJ Brother Z, we got high blood. I say it's high blood pressure because I'm going to tell you this. This ain't the right tree like that. You know what I mean? You scratching on the wrong thing. We trying to tell you, you know, you need to, you know, go and relax and woosah and go hug a couple trees. That's what you need to do. Whatever you're doing, you need to go hug a couple trees for real. Because this ain't that. This definitely ain't that. Hey, I'm gonna try to tell you. I'm gonna give you a warning in advance. This definitely ain't that. You may need to go and ground yourself and do some self-care. I'm gonna try to tell you that right now. I'm gonna give you a heads up. Go by the lake. Take a few breaths. Breathe in. Well, we got something else. We got something else going on, and they're saying that. We have an article where the government is saying that they cannot help what's going on with NPS because of the firing of federal employees. The one thing we've been talking about that's a hot topic in the news right now is the lead situations that's going on with NPS. They're saying that they cannot help, but I'm going to tell you this. This has been going on for a while now. So what y'all was doing this whole time? Don't try to use the situation that's going on with these, with these federal agents being fired, not agents, but employees being fired, especially those that deal with lead. What was y'all doing this whole time? Because this ain't the first time this came up. This ain't the first time. So don't try to make it seem like y'all was about to do something, but now y'all can't. Because I'm a living witness that this has been going on for a long time. This ain't the first time we talked about lead and NPS. This ain't the first time the health department had to be blasted or NPS or whatever's going on with the lead poison. But now y'all trying to, oh, we can't do nothing. Y'all, I've been waiting for y'all for over 10 years. Now y'all want to get these headlines. I'm trying to tell you, I don't believe these headlines sometimes. I don't believe they was going to do nothing to me. To be honest, because I'm out here dealing with the lead crisis with families. On the news. I even worked with the people from Flint, Michigan that was some of the people that was testing the water for Flint, Michigan that came here. I worked with them. And this is not nothing new. It's just now we just kind of getting tired of it. And now they got a perfect excuse. Oh, they laid off some employee, you know. No, y'all, this been going on. This just didn't happen. What was they doing the whole time? Maybe that's why they got, all right. We got some video of them talking about this. Let's listen.
Of a major blow to Milwaukee Public Schools' lead paint crisis.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention denied the city's request for help. This as the health department looks into yet another case of a lead poisoned student.
And right now, three schools are closed as crews continue to work to clean up those lead paint hazards. You can see them here behind us. Fernwood Montessori, Starms Early Childhood, and La Follette Public Schools, they still remain closed at this hour.
12 News' Hannah Hilliard is live at Starms tonight near 25th and Garfield. And Hannah, the health department says the CDC's response caught them by surprise.
It certainly did. Kristen and Blake, the health commissioner, says they've been leaning on the expertise of the federal government since early February. And in the midst of schools shutting down like this one, massive testing clinics, that resource is now gone. Since January, Milwaukee health officials have been on the hunt for dangers like this, lead hazards lurking inside Milwaukee public schools.
I am shocked at it happening right now and how it's happening.
They've confirmed dangers in 7 schools. 4 had to be shut down for cleanup.
Not thrilled. It's a bit of a disruption.
Milwaukee health officials turning to the federal government for assistance.
To see that all of our partners at the CDC had been let go was pretty, pretty difficult.
Health Commissioner Michael Todorakis says they've been working with the CDC since the onset of the crisis, but reached out on March 26th, formally requesting the deployment of 3 to 4 federal workers for more than a month.
What exactly were you looking for the CDC to do once they were here?
We really wanted to make a pragmatic plan to approach each of the children that tested with an elevation or a lead poisoning and quickly discern, is it from their home or is it from the school? Is it a combination of both, which would make it even more complicated? So the CDC's team was really going to come help us look at that data as we started to collect that.
Todorakis received a CDC response saying, quote, my entire division was eliminated today. 2 days later, the health department received another follow-up email saying, quote, I sincerely regret to inform you that due to the complete loss of our lead program, we will be unable to support you. The move leaving the health department without any federal guidance.
So right now you do not have any contacts with the CDC when it comes to lead poisoning?
Correct.
Has that ever happened before?
No.
So I did reach out to the CDC today to get a response to these recent layoffs. I have not yet heard back from that agency nor the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And Hannah, you also learned of another possible lead poisoned student.
Oh, right, Kristen. So we know of at least 4 lead poisoned students that prompted the testing of 4 Milwaukee public schools. Today, the commissioner says they've learned of yet another possible case, and they're looking into that child's school. I did ask which school it is, but they were not ready to publicly release that just yet.
We'll have to wait and see what school that is. Hannah Hill, you're reporting live in Milwaukee. Thank you, Hannah.
Hey, all right. Salute to WIC and 12 for the report. I'll say this. You know, I've been out here a long time, and it's always been a crisis. It's always been an issue. I think people got short-term memory because sometimes life get the life in, and then we see headlines, and then they fall off. But this have came back around several times. That's why I don't, you know, it looked like what I call something that's being repeated over and over again, you know. With this, I call it fake outrage because it comes up, then it disappears, then it comes back, then it disappeared, then it comes back. I know over my course of helping the community over the last 15 years, this the 4th or 5th time this they made headlines. So where was they doing? What was they doing before this happened with the government? Okay, I don't know, like I said. And then, okay, so if these are experts, why don't you just contract them individually as a consultant? Okay, if they're not working there, then they need a job, right? To me, why don't we just contract the expert to come in? Now that's going to give them more personal time to help directly. That's all I'm saying. That's my logic. Okay, well, cool. Now we could get one of these individuals to come and just be here as a consultant for NPS. So since they're not working for the government no more, they don't work for, you know, to deal with the lead no more. Because if they was professionals, then I know they got license or whatever. Stay certified. So do the certifications go away, or do we try to contract them as individuals to come here and help? I want to know, is that an option? Because whatever was going on ain't been working. Eddie M., you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, Tory, are they talking about the water or the paint?
Well, they saying the paint on here. But we know it's coming through the pipe. But they saying the paint.
To get poison, you gotta consume it, right?
Right.
Right. And the paint, if it's chipping and stuff, before it even got to this point, that should have been taken care of, because from my understanding, lead poisoning, the chips, that paint is sweet. So it's sweet. So kids eat it. You know, I hope these are young kids. I'm not on hold, but I'm hoping it ain't older kids eating paint. Mm. It's got to be the younger kids eating paint.
Well, back in the day, they said it was eating paint because it was coming through the paint and the pipes. It was always the paint and the pipes, but they stressed the paint more than they stressed the pipes. This has been going on.
They need to do to change the pipe to lead lateral, but with the paint, if they got a pencil and paper, I can give them a site that can help them out. And with that, it's called YouTube.com. All they got to do is go to YouTube.com, and it'll tell them how to move that
paint. How to get rid of it.
And put some new paint on. Right. I mean, come on, man. From my understanding, why do you need an expert? I mean, like Chet Torrey, if you got that problem at home, you call a painter to come in, scrape the walls, prime them, and coat them with a better paint, right?
That's what they say. I guess they need somebody to tell them. Somebody from the government to come tell them, I guess.
Well, it sounds like they were trying to come in the back door and see if they can get some money, but I'm with you. They're talking about where they're going to get the money from. I mean, look at all the taxes we're paying for the people that's making these decisions. Somewhere in there, they could be able to find out where some money is. These are opportunities for small contracts. You know, we ain't always got to pay big. We can get some of these small minority companies and get them a contract. They'd be glad to make that money.
Right.
They ain't got to charge you hundreds of thousands and stuff. You got to be creative, you know. That's the thing, you know, you got to be creative. But like you said, I'm old enough to remember that this ain't the first time it came up. But now they want to use the CDC as a scapegoat.
Right.
They wasn't going to get involved even if they was still going on, because it's not a situation where you need an expert. You know, you got to get rid of it. You do your homework and get rid of it. They pay everybody else to come in and give an opinion.
That's all I'm saying.
So, some things I don't understand. But like you said, you got to have somebody. They waving one. This is what you call a Trump thing. This is a Trumpism. They want to sit up and use one thing while you got the other hand up your butt. So this is what they're doing.
Oh, wow.
They're trying to use the CDC as a fallback. But this is something that they knew was a problem. And these schools are old anyway, man.
Right. Right. I agree. Hey, it's a lot. I'll tell you this. See, the okey-doke is real. And, you know, you talking about, okay, now we can't do nothing because the experts didn't shut the experts down from the government. Okay, so you telling me that they don't want to work? They can't become independent contractors. Problem solved. Now we can finally contract one to come to the city. I don't know where the confusion is. And I think that this is what they're trying to do, to just trying to make an excuse for the slow reactions that have been going on for over a decade. I don't like it. Because most of these schools is in my community. And I see how they playing around. But this ain't the time to be playing around. What, thousands of children been getting poison, lead poison, through paint and through the lead laterals. But they always try to highlight the paint. Always the paint, because, you know, that's what you can see. I always say the water ain't coming out brown, so we don't think about it. The water, the pipes ain't, you know, when you run the water, it's clear. And it ain't, you know, you can't really see that. So what I'm saying is, that's why they always go with the paint, because you can see the paint chips. You can see paint. But many times the water is not brown or discolored, so you don't really think about it. And they know this. But they got to get them lead laterals up out of there. And like I said, we always had ways to get rid of the paint. They got programs, remediation programs. They got that. Weatherization programs. They got a lot of that already intact for the paint. All right. Here we go. Thank God I'm on the front lines. that I could tell y'all, this ain't the first rodeo. I'm just saying, I'm a witness. I dealt with plenty of families with high lead poison, high lead level with the kids. Google Tory Lowe and lead in Milwaukee and see what pop up. I ain't gotta explain. Y'all can do your research. We've been out here for a while trying to get this fixed. Where was them folks at? Where was them government folks at? Oh, they found an excuse now. Oh, we ain't got no job. All right. Look, when we come back, we're going to be joined by advocate author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
April is Financial Literacy Month, and The Truth has you covered on learning about how you can best manage your finances. All April, Jamming with Juice, Ben Jamming, and Carrie Noni will speak with Nina Johnson, Senior Vice President and Wisconsin Branch Banking Market Leader at U.S. Bank. They will discuss financial strategies and tools they offer their customers to help enhance your financial management skills. Financial Literacy Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth is sponsored by U.S. Bank. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch today. Joining me on the lines, advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. All is well. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, happy Tuesday. Hey, we got a lot to cover. We got a lot to talk about. Carmelo Anthony, he is out on bail. They reduced it to $250,000. A lot of restrictions, but he's home. A lot of restrictions on it, but he's home.
Absolutely. We'll take it. We're definitely taking it, especially knowing, you know, where they had the bill set at $1 million. And we know that, you know, it was too many people prior to that that murdered somebody, and their bill was $250,000. So, again, we know that that was a play for the DA because, you know, voting, coming back around for him, and they got to make it seem like they tough. You know, but the reality is, yes, he is at home with the restrictions. And again, we'll take that.
Right. Also, when we talk about the racial tension in this situation, I say in the comments,
they mad.
You know, a lot of people, you know, that are against what happened, they were for it in a different version when it looked like them. When it looked like
Daniel Penny.
And when it looked like Kyle Rittenhouse.
Absolutely.
Somebody said even Zimmerman. They even said George Zimmerman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All of those. And we can, if we had the time and we cared enough, but we don't care enough to go all the way back. It's a history. This is America's history. We already know that a black man that robbed somebody versus a Caucasian that robbed somebody going to get way more time. Matter of fact, we got laws on the books or cases on the books where a black person has stole 14 cents or a bag of chips and wind up doing, you know what I'm saying, 10 years. So, I mean, yeah, it's neither here nor there. And, yes, they are in their feelings because, again, it's just so bad that a black man can fear for his life, or a black boy in this matter can fear for his life and felt like there was immediate danger. What's sad to me is the fact that they believe that we're supposed to always be the bigger person. You know, when I hear these individuals speaking and how they seem like, you know, there's a threat, we're the threat. And at the same time we're supposed to retreat. But as we know, Texas is a hard stand-your-ground law, meaning that it's not your duty to retreat. You feel like you was in fear for your life, you got a right to protect it. And like I said, nobody. There's this situation is sad either way. However, when you put a young boy back against the wall, I would rather him save his life, protect his own life, and take yours, period. He want to go home too, you know? And again, the evidence and stuff is being put together, but at the end of the day, they're appalled because a black man has the nerve to say self-defense. He got a right to protect his life just like anybody else. And that's the sad reality. Because even they're like, well, they could have just fought two against one. Where's the logic in that? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many times, and we have allowed these individuals to believe that they have that type of authority. I mean, even to the point of my daughter was saying she was at the mall, and she was walking, and they thought she was supposed to get out the way. No. You see me just like I see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the reality is you have to understand we got a right to be, matter of fact, especially me, because now I'm doing my genealogy. My family been in America since even before it was considered America. So this is my country. You understand what I'm saying? Like, my bloodline, my great-great-grandfather was born in America, okay? He wasn't from Africa. So the reality of it is when you start to really unfold what's going on in America, and what's so crazy to me, Tori, is that all of these Caucasians is trolling every black page, and they're using the hard R word, and they're using the monkey terms. I'm talking about, you know, the true racism that they claim was no longer. Now you see it alive and well. I'm talking about they're getting real cocky with it, with this case. And I'm glad that that's happening. So those of us who played into the docileness or thinking that racism was sleep or it no longer exists, they see it right now, alive and well. And the sad reality is those individuals who's under the same umbrella of colored, they anti-black as well, because they're spitting venom as well. They truly showing us or telling us what they think of us. And the reality is the only reason they exist in America is due to the blood that was shed for them to have the right to be here. But it's an eye-opener. It's a trying time. And like I said, he was forced to kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, he fought for his life. And like I said, when we send our black children to these events and things like that, because we're the ones that have been having to tell our children, you know, what not to do, what to do, what not to do, just so they can make it home every day. Nobody in America had to sit down with their kids at 7 years old and tell them not to wear a hoodie, how they need to act when they come in contact with the police. That's our problem. You know what I'm saying? And the reality is now you want to condemn this kid in the way that the media, the propaganda of the media is the one that spent it and used the race card. But the reality is we don't have to pull a race card. We live it every day. And this is a for sure way that you can see. Nobody. I'm talking about when the news put it out there, they put it out there. There was a black male. They put it out there that he was this thug. They put it out there that, you know, he was just rogue out here. He didn't have no business being at the track meet. First of all, it was a public track meet at a public stadium. When he was approached, they told him he couldn't sit under a tent, not a seat, to where they were bleachers. We know what happens. Ain't no fine seats. If you ran track, because I ran track and my daughter ran track as well, them kids all over the place. There is no assigned seats. There is no assigned tent. And at the time, it was pouring down raining. Who are you to demand somebody to move and then not only demand them, put your hands on him? You accosted him and then attempted to take his property. That's robbery, okay? And you lost your life in the event because you couldn't, one, keep your hands to yourself. And these are the main individuals that always saying, just do what they say. If you would have followed the law and listened to what they said, had Austin Metcalf, and like I said, you know, anytime a child loses their life, I'm not you know, condoning that. But if it's my child or your child, I want my child to come home, period. But the bottom line is, keep your hands to yourself and go get proper authorities. If you felt that he wasn't supposed to be there, because it could have been prevented, had Austin and his twin brother Hunter kept their hands to themselves and not tried to regulate like they got paid being security at this stadium. Because there were paid resource officers there that they could have went and got.
Right.
So the moral of the story is, teach your children, and to all the Kens and the Karens who feel like you have the authority to walk up on somebody black while they're walking, jogging, stopping, standing still, learn your space. Get out of people's personal space and keep your hands to yourself. And it ought to be avoided. You know,
hey,
that's the reality of it.
I'm going to tell you this. This is a lot of people that's chiming in. They want the self-defense ideas until they don't like who the person is that's using the self-defense.
Period. If they ain't got the complexion for the connections, but hey, it's a new day.
Well,
every man has a right to protect their life.
Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Standing in the graveyard, so many niggas dead. When them cats get to popping, they aiming for your head. Holler when I come through. Better break bread every time I watch the news. Another brother dead, hungry out here in the streets. I became a beast, high unemployment rates. And we gotta eat, riding through them blocks. Shots ring out, little kids getting shot. Sitting in the house, they told me that the grind was gritty. Now I run the city, if you wanna take the throne, come and get it. God bless Africa, cause that's the motherland. He's got Cleopatra busting down for Gucci, man.
Tune in to the award-winning 1017 The Truth Community Spotlight tomorrow at 3:57 p.m. between the Tory Lowe Show and The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We will be joined by administrative staff from Milwaukee College Prep, their CEO Al Keith, and Chief Academic Officer Jenna Garstrick. We'll discuss the work they have been doing and closing the opportunity gaps right here in the city of Milwaukee for the young people, and what's the secret sauce for student success. Again, that's the Community Spotlight with Milwaukee College Prep tomorrow at 3:57 p.m. on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Elizabeth Brown, let me get your final thoughts on the show.
I mean, as always, thank you for being who you are and allowing the space. Because, again, a lot of these stories, we don't get a chance to allow the community to know what's really going on. You know, when the mainstream media get a hold of something, you know, they are able to do what they want to do with it. You know, have you convicted and not even really know what's really going on, you know. So the powerful part is the Tory Lowe Show is here for us to be able to allow people to see all sides. And then we tell you to do your research and you come to your own conclusion, which is the main idea. You don't have to pick a side. Stand in the middle, get all the information, and then choose from that. But the reality, you know, of today's show all the way across the board is the fact that, you know, it's never about the people.
Mm.
It's about the government and how they want to move, you know. But again, the Tory Lowe Show was about the people. We about that action, and we going to make it happen with or without them. So either way, it's up.
Hey, also, like I said, you know, we had a situation where the caller called in with the high blood pressure. We trying to figure it out. We got some behind-the-scenes audio. I was hoping that DJ Brothers E could edit it because it was a lot of words being used that we can't play on the air. But we was going to play it to let people know how crazy folks
is. Hey, the truth hurts. Absolutely.
Hey.
Right.
But when we get it edited, we going to put it on the air.
That part.
Hey.
As you should.
Hey, look, I appreciate you for being on the front lines, queen, as usual. And we got a lot of work to do.
Hey, let's get it.
All right. Hey, thank you for tapping in. We'll talk soon. All right, DJ Brother Z, it was a wild show today.
All right, Tory, up from 1 to 4. Now, look both ways before you cross the street. And green don't always mean go.
All right. Truth Nation, if y'all only can see what goes on behind the scenes. We got video, but hey, it's a lot on these lines. But like I said, take a deep breath. Join me tomorrow. We got another powerful conversation for you. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go, and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next.